Hello, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Tips Radio Show. My name is Mark Lynn, and I'll be your host. We're broadcasting our show courtesy of Access Humboldt on KZZH 96.7 FM in Humboldt County, California. Our show is brought to you by AffordableHousingTips.com, where we report on the latest news, developments, and trends in affordable housing from around the world. In this show, I'll share with you the ideas, innovations, and strategies we've uncovered, all designed to help you improve your living situation and save money on housing. So, let's go ahead and get started with today's show. Okay, just a quick news item before we get started in the show. I want our listeners to know that in our very next show, which should be within a few weeks, we are going to be interviewing Lucy Cunningham from The Home Share, a home share agency over in Ireland. This will be our first international interview, and we are really excited about it. I think it's going to be a great interview, and very interesting to hear how things are done over there. So make yourselves a note and be sure to catch our next show. And even if you don't catch it on the radio, bear in mind you will be able to hear that by tuning in to going to our website, affordablehousingtips.com. In today's show, we're talking about the offbeat and unique, stuff that most people probably haven't heard of, but that could save them thousands of dollars in housing costs each year and help them land a comfortable place to live. Just how offbeat and unique? Well, my co-host Elizabeth Blessing starts off the show by talking about zombie properties. Yes, I said zombie properties. It's a unique market some people are tapping into to find the home or apartment of their dreams. Next, Elizabeth will tell us about a kind of lottery you probably haven't heard of. It's called a housing lottery, and it's a program that governments around the world are using to make affordable housing available to millions of people. Lastly, I'll talk about a special program that pairs up young students struggling to make ends meet with unlikely roommates, specifically senior citizens. It's an intergenerational odd couple arrangement that gives everybody a chance to save money and live in a safe and comfortable home. Okay, let's get started. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Elizabeth Blessing. Elizabeth is going to tell us about zombie properties. Is that right, Elizabeth?
Yes, that's right. You said it correctly, zombie properties. And no, it's not some real estate firm that helps the undead buy the homes of their dreams. Instead, identifying and rehabbing zombie properties has become popular among some real estate investors and home buyers. As the housing market has rebounded and heated up around the country, the opportunity to buy neglected properties at a bargain price has tempted many people into the zombie market. Buying a transformed zombie can save home buyers as much as $200,000. With renovations already completed, these move-in ready homes are becoming a favorite among bargain house hunters. But first, what exactly is a zombie property? A zombie property is a term the housing industry uses to describe abandoned homes and lots that are neither for rent nor sale. The term came into use during the Great Recession when massive numbers of properties went into foreclosure. Specifically, zombie properties are stalled somewhere in the middle of the foreclosure process. The owners have abandoned the property, but the lender has not yet taken title. This not quite alive and not quite dead status is what gives them the zombie moniker. Another prominent feature of a zombie property is they often suffer from a state of disrepair. They are frequently trash-strewn, becoming hangouts for squatters or the targets of vandals. Cities like Detroit have become infamous for their high number of zombie properties. In some states, it can take years to finalize a foreclosure. And this extended time period is a big reason why we saw a huge increase in zombie properties in the aftermath of the 2008 housing crisis. The long foreclosure process meant an abandoned property would become even more dilapidated without the presence of a homeowner to secure and maintain it. Entire neighborhoods became zombified. And if you were the unlucky neighbor of a zombie home, you'd likely see your own home value plummet. But now we have some positive news to report. Some states have taken measures to fight back against the zombie housing apocalypse. New York enacted the Zombie Property and Foreclosure Prevention Act of 2016. Known as the Zombie Law, the measure gives the state the authority to pursue legal action against lenders who do not maintain their properties. In 2018, Pennsylvania enacted a fast-track foreclosure process. The new law slashes the foreclosure time frame for vacant and abandoned properties by as much as 240 days. But perhaps the best news of all is that nonprofit housing groups are turning zombie properties into affordable housing. They're targeting large cities where new buildable lots are scarce and housing prices have skyrocketed. For example, nonprofit Hello Housing of San Francisco is turning vacant lots that are in tax default or abandoned into affordable homes. The nonprofit is partnering with public and private entities to build 24 homes that will sell at below market prices to low and moderate income buyers in the area. While the median home price in Oakland hovers around $700,000, these 3- and 4-bedroom homes will range in price between $475,000 and $550,000. Demand for these homes is expected to be high. Because of this, the nonprofit will use a housing lottery to determine the final selection of who gets to buy a home. But perhaps one of the best zombie property stories relates to the work being done by the National Community Stabilization Trust, NCST. In 2008, the nonprofit started acquiring vacant, abandoned, and distressed properties in vulnerable low to moderate income zip code areas of the United States. Their mission was to work with local partners to eliminate the blight caused by vacant and foreclosed properties and severely delinquent mortgages in distressed communities. To say that NCST has been successful might be an understatement. The nonprofit has returned $1.5 billion in real estate to community partners who transformed the ramshackle properties into renovated and affordable homes. The program has conveyed approximately 25,000 properties at a savings of $251 million. For example, in Detroit, NCST partners helped a family of four that was living in a dilapidated home with raw sewage in the basement move into a fully renovated home close to their children's school. They helped an Army veteran in Chicago become a first-time home buyer by buying a renovated 2-unit home that brought in enough income to cover his mortgage. They even helped a family in Dayton, Ohio move out of a homeless shelter and into a fully renovated home with new roof, plumbing, and heating. Now, if you're interested in learning more about how nonprofits are working to turn once scary zombie properties into affordable housing, be sure to check out the full article on affordablehousingtips.com. You're listening to KZZH 96.7 FM in Humboldt County, California. KZZH has been brought to the air by Access Humboldt. You can reach Access Humboldt at their website, accesshumboldt.net. The Affordable Housing Tips radio show is produced by affordablehousingtips.com. Whether you're affected directly by rapidly increasing housing prices, or if you're just curious about the various things creative people all over the world are doing to deal with the problem of affordable housing, you just might enjoy our website. So come on over. It's affordablehousingtips.com. Check us out. Leave us feedback on our contact page. Listen to past episodes and get your free report, 7 Ways to Save Thousands of Dollars Each Year on Housing, when you sign up for your free e-newsletter.
So, welcome back to the Affordable Housing Tips radio show. As I mentioned earlier, in this show, we're talking about some offbeat and unusual affordable housing solutions. Before the station break, my co-host Elizabeth Blessing gave us the rundown on zombie properties, a unique take on how nonprofits are turning unloved, scary homes into safe and affordable housing. Up next, Elizabeth is going to tell us about another unique way to save money on housing, and that's with housing lotteries. Is that right, Elizabeth?
Yes, that's right, Mark. Now, I bet you're wondering, what is an affordable housing lottery? An affordable housing lottery gives you an opportunity to rent or purchase an apartment or home at a below market rate. Lotteries are usually part of government programs that aim to make housing more affordable. If you're a renter, that means your rent will be less than what you'd normally pay for a comparable apartment or home in your area. Likewise, if you buy a home through a housing lottery, your purchase price will be less than comparable homes in your area. Now, notice I emphasize the phrase, gives you an opportunity. That's because with housing lotteries, there are no guarantees you'll be able to secure an apartment or home at a bargain price. As the word lottery implies, the selection of winners is random. Frequently, computer programs select the winners. While rules vary from program to program, what generally happens is all the initial applicants enter the lottery by completing an application. Each applicant is assigned a unique number. If your number is drawn during the lottery, you'll be given the opportunity to go to the next step in the application process. This will probably include completing more forms, going through income verification, attending an interview with housing officials, and satisfying other criteria established by the program. If you successfully pass through this process, then you've officially won your housing lottery. You'll be able to rent or purchase a place to live at a significant discount. Now, you might be asking, how much money can you save by entering and winning a housing lottery? Well, most housing lotteries are income-based, and the amount you pay for your rent or mortgage will be based on your total household income. The typical guideline for affordability says a household should spend no more than 30% of total income on housing. Programs frequently use this guideline to determine the purchase price for a home or monthly rent for an apartment. An article by the New York Times recently gave several case studies of what people there end up paying for rent after winning an affordable housing lottery in New York City. For example, one disabled woman living on supplemental security income pays $251 a month for a one-bedroom apartment in the Bronx. Then there was another case study about a struggling actor in Brooklyn who pays $802 for a studio. An editorial assistant at a publishing house pays $929 a month for a one-bedroom in Manhattan. And lastly, another case study was about a formerly homeless senior who pays only $186 a month for a one-bedroom in Queens. Now, to put these savings in perspective, one-bedroom apartments in New York City rent for $2,895 a month on average. So that means the people in these scenarios potentially saved anywhere from $1,966 to $2,709 per month.
Wow. Hey, that's fascinating, Elizabeth. But you know what? I have a question. Is this just for low-income earners? Or can middle-income and even high-income households also win a housing lottery?
Well, the answer is yes, Mark. People who are middle-income or high-income earners can also win a housing lottery. Well, it is true that many programs, such as the Section 8 program in the United States, are geared toward low-income households. That is true. But however, more governments are now tackling what's being called the workforce housing problem. They're creating lotteries specifically for middle and high-income households. For example, the lottery for one New York City apartment complex includes units available for households with incomes ranging anywhere from $44,160 all the way up to $135,000.
Wow. Okay, but what if I'm interested in buying a home? Are there housing lotteries that will help home buyers?
Yes. While most government-subsidized housing lotteries focus on helping renters, there are programs that will help aspiring homeowners. For example, in Park City, Utah, there's a program that builds and sells new homes that are affordable for household incomes making $45,000 to $86,000 per year. Prices for these homes will be low enough to ensure households don't spend more than 30% of income on housing. In Alameda, California, there's a program that offers down payment loans up to $150,000 to first-time homebuyers. These are shared appreciation loans with no monthly payments or interest. Now, this is part of a workforce housing program that gives preferences to first responders and educators living in the region. And India is becoming known for using lotteries as part of their push to make home ownership more affordable. The Delhi Development Authority plans to offer 10,000 housing units for purchase. These units will be affordable to a wide range of income categories.
Okay, Elizabeth, so here's a question. If our listeners are interested in applying for or learning more about affordable housing lotteries, what's the best way for them to get started?
Good question, Mark. You know, it can be a daunting task to get started. That's why I've written a complete question and answer guide. It answers questions like, how do you apply for an affordable housing lottery? Do you have to pay to apply? What are the odds of winning a housing lottery? And what can you do to improve your chances of winning? To answer these questions, to discover the answers to these questions, just go to our website, affordablehousingtips.com, and check out our Housing Lottery Question and Answer Guide, which you'll find under our Government Programs tab.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. That's an interesting story. And I would imagine our listeners would be just thrilled to win themselves a nice housing lottery. So good luck to anyone who gives that a shot. So on with the show. And in keeping with this show's theme of unique and offbeat stories, I'm going to talk about a special program that pairs young students struggling to make ends meet with unlikely roommates. They form an intergenerational odd couple arrangement in which everybody gets a chance to save money. And even if you're not lucky enough to win a housing lottery, this story is going to tell you 7 ways that a senior home share can save you money. Homeowners, frequently but not exclusively senior citizens, will sometimes share a portion of their home in return for rent or some help around the house. Naturally, they will be careful to select someone with whom they feel they can get along well. This can represent a great opportunity for a student who would like to keep housing costs as reasonable as possible. So here are the 7 ways that a situation like this, a senior citizen sharing their home with a student, where they can actually both save money, although that can be especially important to the student because we all know students tend to be on pretty limited budgets. So anyway, 1, they are likely to save on rent. The seniors who decide to home share have in many cases owned their home for many years. Unlike rental properties on the open market, many of which are owned by corporations seeking to maximize rental income, an individual sharing their home generally can be quite flexible with their rental requirements. If a prospective renter, and this might be you, gives the impression that they would be a great roommate, the homeowner is free to make the rent as attractive as possible. 2, you can save even more on the rent. This refers to the student or whoever is sharing the home with the homeowner. You can save even more by helping out. One of the reasons a senior homeowner might decide to homeshare would be to get a little help around the house. People generally like to stay in their homes as they get older, and sometimes just a little extra help is all it takes to make this possible. Since this represents an additional benefit to the homeowner, it's customary for the rent to be reduced accordingly. Depending on how much help a homeowner wants and how much the renter can provide, the result can be a significant savings. Number three, if you're the student sharing the home, you can frequently save on a security deposit. It's been customary in the past for many seniors who homeshare to not require a security deposit. Since a security deposit can be hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, this can represent a huge saving for students. However, this may be changing in the current overheated market, in which more and more people are having difficulty finding affordable housing. Now again, these are unique situations with individual homeowners. Because negotiation is generally more flexible in home shares, students should feel comfortable in discussing with the homeowner the option of eliminating or reducing the security deposit. Now, obviously, the likelihood of success is going to depend on how you present yourself, and the more indication you can give that you're a responsible citizen and you're not going to damage their home and leave them stuck with the bill, the better chance you'll have of getting a reduction or maybe even an elimination in the security deposit. Number four, you can save on utilities. If you rent an apartment, you'll have to put the utilities in your name, and there is usually a security deposit required as well. In a home share, the utilities are up and running, so all you have to pay is your portion. This is another place where negotiation can be beneficial, because a homeowner may not expect you to split everything right down the middle. So in addition to the financial savings, there's also the time and aggravation, because setting up utilities can be a rather tedious and time-consuming adventure in its own right. Another big advantage to home sharing. And number five, you can save on furniture. Apartment rentals are generally unfurnished, while if you home share, you're moving into a household that's up and running and most likely completely furnished. Who wants to go out and buy furniture? Number six is you can save on cookware, dishes, and kitchen utensils. It's easy to underestimate just how much this stuff costs. Setting up a new household with just the basic utensils needed for day-to-day living can be an unexpected expense for cash-strapped students. A senior home share, on the other hand, will have all of this in place. And number seven is you can save on food. Every home sharing situation is different, but in many cases, the housemates will share at least some of their meals. Cooking for two usually costs less than going solo, and the temptation to just go out somewhere rather than do the whole thing alone can go down several notches. So those are seven very real ways that a student or young person who's home sharing with a senior citizen can save money. Now, there's an additional benefit that didn't make this list because it's not especially financial, but it's worth mentioning. You just might make a new friend. Now, if you want to learn more about home sharing, including the possible friendship aspect, as well as ways to find a home sharing situation, you want to be sure to see our solutions article on our website, affordablehousingtips.com. The article is Home Sharing, an Affordable Housing Solution for All Ages. If you go to the affordablehousingtips.com website and click on sharing, you'll see the home sharing choice under that. Now, if you do decide to try home sharing, I hope you save a bunch of money and make a new friend and overall have a great experience. If you'd like to let us know at affordablehousingtips.com how it goes, or if you have any questions about home sharing for that matter, you can contact us on our contact form at the website, affordablehousingtips.com. Thank you for listening to the Affordable Housing Tips radio show. This show has been brought to you by Access Humboldt on KZZH 96.7 FM in beautiful Humboldt County, California. Our bumper music is called Soul and Mind by Ease Jammy Jams. For free resources on how to save money on housing, be sure to check us out at affordablehousingtips.com. Listen to past episodes and get your free bonus report, 7 Ways to Save Thousands of Dollars Each Year on Housing. Again, thanks for listening. This is Mark Lynn, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Affordable Housing Tips radio show.